Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John's making a life move. You've hinted at this, I think, in some of the spots you've done.
Yeah, some of the reads, yeah.
I haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I've done the rapid roofing, and I've talked about the value it added to our house and what it means to sell your house. Obviously, Mastercraft Heating, Plumbing, Cooling, and Electrical. A little bonus for those guys. They're awesome. But yeah, we're moving, and we found a house that we want to move to. We've got a contract on our house, and so the question is, as we've gone through the entire process, obviously we're not done with it. There's a lot of anxiety in doing the entire thing. What's the best thing about selling your house, and what is the worst? Because we had our home inspection yesterday, and to me, the worst thing is that the sale could be hinged on the home inspection. As somebody who I pride myself in keeping a healthy house, and when something breaks, you know, maybe you don't fix it right away, and we all do this, right? We fix everything before we're going to sell it so that everybody, you know, when they come in.
You always do. People always do that.
People always do that, yes. But because, you know, I mean, you're living it, you're like, I'll get to it someday, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, if I don't fix it, I'm not gonna, you know, it's not gonna sell. To me, the home inspection is like a final exam. It's judgment on how well I have maintained our home. It's judgment on the repairs, the improvements, all of that. And it has given me great angst. And I kept wondering, why is it? Because I kind of feel like I do a nice job. And I feel like I take care of all the important things. And it's an older home, so things do happen, but you fix them.
Because you might feel like it's, if something goes wrong, they're judging
it's
you.
My fault.
It's a judgment
on you. Oh, totally.
You.
I feel
so
like
it's
a
stressful.
Judgment on me. Yeah.
Moving is a stressful, stressful process. Not only getting your house ready, it looks the best it's ever looked other people, but it's the time commitment that you're putting in so much time. And then the packing of boxes and moving. Yeah. I think the best thing, though, of selling a home and moving is the opportunity to declutter.
Yes.
Get rid of all of the old stuff you don't use that have just been sitting there. Maybe it's stored away in a box, but still, it's just been there in your storage place, wasting space. Just get rid of it, purge all those things you don't need, and like start fresh.
Yep. Unless there was a box labeled, you know, like I have some stuff that when the kids were growing up, like a blanket that maybe Lucy had, or like some memories, right?
And stuff.
When we were talking about American Girl dolls, they had it, and I have saved their stuff, not for, you know, not for as an investment, but if they have daughters,
they can give it to them.
Then you know, they can say, hey, this was my American Girl doll. This was her bed. This is all this stuff. So yeah, I have some of that saved. But if there were boxes that were unopened from when we moved into the house, gone.
Get rid of it.
Gone. You know, but here's the thing too is, and I hope people do this. Some stuff is just crap, right? And you don't want to give other people your crap. But if you have old clothes, you know, you have other things that you're not using, other people can. Mm-hmm. And so being able to take it to Salvation Army, Goodwill, there is.
Or your coworker that just had a baby.
Right.
Yes.
You've gotten some clothes. Yes. And so a lot of those things do. That's the best part of it, is the declutter. It's the getting rid of what is crap to you, but it's also kind of that nice feeling that you might be actually helping somebody else out, because instead of sitting in your basement, somebody else could actually use it.
How did you do on that exam?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know?
We find out this yet? Morning. Yeah, yeah. It's P or F.
I'm sure it will pass.
I do think it will. Heather, you put it, because Lisa kept asking me, why do you have so much anxiety about this? It is 100% a judgment on
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel. And that may not be that way, but that's how I perceive it.
In your head, you think they're going to go, well, someone lives like this.
Right. Yes, I can't believe it.
This man, John Jansen, kept his home like this.
Just let it go.
I'm not moving here.
Oh, disgusting.
Pull our offer.
How dare they.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the house is in the best shape it's ever been since you've lived there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that's, I finally nailed it. That's the anxiety that I feel.
Have you sold a house yet?
No.
It's a very stressful process. There's just a lot that goes into it. And it is funny how much you clean and prepare for your photos and these walkthroughs. And it's like, I've just did all of this for random people and I should have been doing this for myself and living like this for so long.
Yeah. And when you read a home inspection report too, you're like, you know, even for a new home, like how is this house even standing? Like the home inspectors come in and they pick it apart, which is their job.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
you want to know what you're buying. Yeah,
yeah. You're like, oh, I can't believe this house is still standing.
Because I mean, having not sold a house, I've clearly bought a house.
Sure.
And I've been on the other side of it. And you're right. You're looking for.
Oh, you look for everything.
Yeah, because you want to make sure, because you might be able to take something off the price or walk away from a bad deal or a bad home.
Or you walk into it with your eyes wide open knowing, okay, when we move in, this is some of the things we got to do.
Yeah.
Get you a
head start on all that stuff.
Yeah.
You said what the worst part of moving is?
I think it's just the time commitment and stress.
Are you at the stage where you're going to hire movers?
To a point.
You're going to need to, right? All the furniture. Are you going to move all that yourself?
I'd like to think I can move it.
Well, of course, John.
But that's a pain in the ass.
Again,
you're judging me.
You can move furniture, but you have a big truck, right? But you're going to have to make a moving truck.
Right, yeah.
So much furniture fits in a truck bed.
We will pack all of our stuff.
Sure.
I'm not going to pay somebody to pack our stuff. And we have enough lead time to be able to do that. We'll start chipping away at it. We'll have somebody once everything's in boxes, once everything's wrapped up, we'll hire somebody to come in and help move out and move in.
Because when we moved into the current house, we said that's the last time we're ever going to move without movers, because that is the worst part, because you're doing it all yourself and you're lugging.
Yeah, but you're coming from an apartment, right?
Yeah, so there's only so much damage we could do. But my brother, he recently moved. He moved out of state. And I said, are you going to hire movers? He goes, no, I thought you'd come up and help me out. So I did. And I got my dad and me, and he's got all this glass blowing equipment. So it's, you know, this really straining to move it into the. That's the worst part of moving.
Yeah.
Those bongs take up a lot of space.
They do.
Don't want to break them. We need a break.
It's fragile. Handle with care.
Uh-huh.
So you guys let us know. 248-539-9797. John's making a move. The best and worst part of moving.
But it's super exciting. I mean,
the thought of moving.
I mean, it's a new adventure, a new home. You get to put your own stamp on this new place just like you want it. Like,
sure.
There's so much
and we loved
excitement
our home.
Around
we
it.
We just grew out of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We keep multiplying. And the kids are growing. They're changing. They need different things as well. And so, yeah, we are certainly excited, because then once you mentally make that switch where you're still in your old home, but you start seeing yourself living your daily life and putting yourself in the new home. That's mm-hmm. that's the exciting part. And then it just feels like it's never going to get here.
Tom, Greg, thoughts on moving?
The worst part about moving is when you're moving out is getting all of the little stuff that you don't realize accumulates, but it accumulates like all the like corners and the nooks and crannies of your house.
Yeah. And you realize how much crap your kids have.
The junk.
Yeah. Because you know where you have put everything, but then you start going into their rooms and asking them to pack things up. And it's like, I mean, are you listening to me?
Now, I just moved from an apartment to apartment or an apartment to a house. I've only done an apartment to a house one time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe it is different.
House to house?
House to house. And I do remember, like, we went through a lot of this when my parents moved out of their house in Brighton, the childhood house that I grew up in, and moved into an apartment. There was a lot of talk of, you know, do we need to move this for the estate sale? Should we donate it? Should we do all this work? And I just had to remind everybody that leave it for the people who are taking the house, and they will decide to do with it as they please. And that's fine.
Yeah. And on Twitch, it's funny. I knew this was going to happen, right? Yeah. Such a guy thing to say. I like to think I can move it. Move everything. Yeah. I mean, as soon as you said that was my first response. What would make you think I can't move myself?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time we moved was 16, and that's the first time I got movers. It was just, you know, you're getting into mid-40s at that point, and I was just like, I don't move the way I used to.
But it's
especially stairs.
Yes. First of all, I think of yourself and your joints and everything, but also the other people in your life you're going to ask to help you move, too. Nobody wants to help you
I'm
move.
I'm surprised. Okay. I understand that you used to be an offensive lineman
big, strong guy.
Like,
yeah.
if you, that's kind of the running joke, right? If you have a truck, then everybody asks you to help move because you don't drive a truck.
No, you can get a U-Haul. They're pretty cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Your brother said, I'm going to ask the guy with the EV to help me move.
Right. He's like, I just need you to help me lift stuff, pick things up and put them down. All right, fine. I can be a body. Sure, we could. But it's a pain in the ass. And you are asking other people to help you move typically. And at some point in your life, pizza and beer is not sufficient. So I wonder, like, when you reach that point. Ticket Texture says, paying movers when I moved houses was the greatest money I ever spent. Mike in Sterling Heights. Mm-hmm. John, to your point about home inspections, it's like going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan in St. Clair Shores.
It is. And it's such a different feeling, too, because it just feel like you're being judged. You're being graded.
But we have a pit stop here because John has a life move.
Oh, yeah.
A literal move. Mm-hmm. He's moving. And we've asked the question, best and worst parts of moving. I've got some ticket texts. We got some phone calls to get to. Let's start on the phones and let's start with Jake in Birmingham. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Huge fan. Listen every morning. Big Michigan fan. I'm actually in the middle of a move myself with my 8-month-old son and wife and puppy, and it's very anxiety-ridden. But what I think is the most stressful part is just the part that's out of your control. There's so many different moments that you can do everything you can in packing and then the biggest part that's out of your control is the waiting game. There's a lot of time where you get in your head and want to do so many more things, and it's just out of your control.
It is the exact. There is a lot of hurry up and wait, and whether it's the offer that you put on the new place, waiting for them to come back and counter, or it's getting your place ready and trying to get it to sell. Because most people, right, and Jake, and I don't know if you're in the same position, you got to have your house sell before you can settle on the next one because you need that down payment.
That is where I was at. I'm thankful to finally have closed on both properties, so I'm on the tail end of all of it.
Oh, good for you.
My goodness, it was stressful on the whole family. And, of course, it's like taking on another job. The amount of, like Heather said, the amount of time that you have to put into it.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate you every morning.
Thanks, Jake.
And light at the end of the tunnel for you. Happy that it's all going to work out there. Ticket Texture says, home inspection is a total scam. Ask Gator. He found out his house had a fire after he already bought it.
Huh.
I didn't know that story.
So the inspector didn't see it prior?
Well, yeah, but you can have things that happen in your house and they're repaired.
Let's say, was there fire damage?
Like, our old house had a fire in it.
Okay.
Before we bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, in the basement, they had a sauna down there.
And it didn't stop you from buying it.
Way.
I was going to say, I mean, what kind of fire?
Yeah, you know, was things happen.
Kitchen fire, the whole house burned down?
Yeah,
exactly.
Rebuild.
Did Gator complain about it? I don't know. That's...
Yeah. Anyway, Texter says moving the stuff in the garage is the worst part.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. And especially when you have, when you do like to fix things, like there's a lot of little tools and.
Yeah, but it's so exciting when you move and you get to reorganize all of those.
Oh, sure.
It takes years. It does. It takes forever, but you got to look at it that way. Like, this sucks packing it all up, but just wait till I can organize it all. It was
funny. We went over to the house and we're measuring for different things. And Lisa's, you know, obviously she's looking at the kitchen. She wants the couch here, you know, this and that. And I spent probably a half an hour, Teddy and I, measuring the garage.
Yeah, of course.
Texter says, John, are you getting away from the common folk? Will a drawbridge and a moat be part of this move?
No.
Are you moving next to Stoney?
No, I'm not.
Across the street?
No. Stoney has this thing in his contract where no, I think, coworker is allowed to live near him because he needs his space. The moat isn't enough, but yeah, he needs a certain buffer after he leaves work.
Texter says, we're selling a house built in 1842.
Oh, wow. Cool.
We had an offer and the inspector wrote a manifesto to kill the deal. I'm a do-it-yourself guy. I was very offended. Travis in Rochester.
Ooh. So if you put a house, or you put an offer on a house that was built in 1842, you got to go into it already with the understanding that there's going to be, it's
issues.
An old house.
Yeah.
Texter says, I'm almost 60. Moved from one house to another. Did it all by myself. Bad knees and all. Man up. You don't have to. Don't put yourself through it. Texter says, watch your back moving. Nothing strains your back like moving, no matter how fit you are. Moving is horrible. I never thought so, but 10 years ago, I was sitting at a table at a wedding, and two psychiatrists were sitting there. They laughed and said, in our business, moving takes 10 years off your life.
Wow.
I got an idea, John. Why don't you reunite the 97 offensive line and they all move? They can all help you move.
Oh, there you go.
You get Hutch. Who else? I can't remember names.
Backus. Mo Williams. Yeah.
There's a point where friends, beer, pizza, and pickups is not the way to go. Hire a mover on the ticket text.
Just be careful who you hire.
You have a horror story?
Oh, I told it here years ago. A very bad story. So yeah, just do your research.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who not to hire.
Okay.
Safe.
Yeah. Yes. The dreaded safe. Yeah.
Okay, for people who don't know, what is this?
Is that the grunting of moving a safe?
No, that's the safe dragging across the floor.
Oh. Yes, and then the onto the pavement, watching all of this happen in like slow mo, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're ruining my stuff.
I am also excited though because it I've cared for this house. And I'm excited for, you know, when it finally is done and somebody else is in there, for them to enjoy it the same way we did.
You haven't got to meet them yet, have you?
No,
like you'll
no.
do that at closing.
Yeah.
But it could be nice. I mean, it's exciting to see if it's a young family that has kids too that's going to move in there and kind of see them and give them good luck and
I don't know,
be in touch with them a little bit. It could be nice.
You fell in love with it and it worked for your family. Somebody else will as well. I just, you just hope that they care for it the same way you did.
Of course.
And I'm sure they will. Yeah.
I never met the people that...
Oh, you didn't?
Like, I mean, we know who they are, and I think we had Facebooked them and talked to them, but like never a formal like closing. It was all through the realtors.
Oh, really?
We just got the keys. Oh, okay. It was our day to take possession of the house.
Oh, yeah. We met the people at closing. We've talked to them since. We're friends on Facebook.
Well, it helps if stuff comes up, right? Mm-hmm. When did you do this? Yeah. What's going on with this? Or you leave back, you know, behind like paint and, you know, whatever. Yeah, all the stuff that you would need. Ticket Texter says, my husband and I have moved 7 times in our life. You definitely live a more minimal lifestyle.
Yes.
I've never hired movers. We've always done it ourselves. Signed, Rebecca, driving into work, and today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
Rebecca. Yeah.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.